Texte numéro 55. How will Britain turn off its gas grid? The discovery of North Sea reservoirs, a timely bonus from Mother Nature, ushered in a new era. Within a decade, nearly all British homes had switched to natural gas. It was a vast undertaking. The Gas Council, a state-owned enterprise, built a 3,200-kilometre high-pressure transmission network. Street by street, engineers installed compliant cookers and boilers in 13.5 million homes. Dennis Rook, the captain of industry in charge, bombastically called it perhaps the greatest peacetime operation in this nation's history. British Gas, which saw itself as a beacon of modernity, ran a huge campaign selling the idea of central heating, previously a rare extravagance. 8 in 10 of Britain's homes are still heated by natural gas, carried by 284,000 kilometres of pipes that steadily lower its pressure. But soon, Britain must work out how to turn the network off. To reach the government's target of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, householders will have to give up gas boilers and do away with gas cookers. Gas companies have lobbied for using hydrogen via the existing network, but that would be more expensive than switching to electric heat pumps. The government thinks heat pumps will work for most homes, though their deployment remains slow. This switchover will be much harder than Rook's operation. In the 1960s, a state-owned monolith built a network and told people which day their street would be switched to gas. In the coming decades, governments will nudge people to move away from gas with a mix of market incentives and regulation. The obvious challenge is to generate and distribute much more electricity. But there is another question that has received scant attention. What to do with the gas grid? Currently, around £1 billion is invested in maintaining the gas grid each year. A point will be reached when running a vast network for fewer and fewer consumers no longer makes economic sense. Area by area, the gas grid will need to be safely phased down. Some pipes run under roads or other infrastructure. Leaving them would be risky because they might eventually collapse. They could be filled with concrete or repurposed, for instance, for electricity cables. Few politicians have so far grappled with this issue. No money has been set aside for decommissioning. Ignoring the problem is likely to increase costs in the long run. It may cost around £65 billion, £2,300 for each customer. That will prompt questions about who pays. One risk is that gas companies are left trying to recover the costs of decommissioning the grid from a shrinking group of bill payers. Adapted from The Economist, October 2023.